We are coming to the great Jubilee year. In the 16th century, if Christianity went with this globalization, if anything left in the name of Christianity in the world, the 2000 Jubilee year, where these appropriated, accumulated wealth in the hands of G8 countries in the world, they have to write off all the debts in the world. If any sense of Christianity and ethics left, they have to do this. Otherwise, you are making a mockery of Christianity. You are making a mockery of Jesus Christ. You are making a mockery of humanity. This is created by accumulated debt, is created by these G8 countries, World Bank and IMF. You give a loan for what? To sell their weapons, to fight among us, ourselves. They produce weapons and they give weapons, and for that they give a loan. Then next year they have to pay the interest. Then they give another loan to pay back the interest. Then the debt increased. Then on the third year, they can't even pay back the debt, even by giving a loan. What are you going to do? So this is the kind of vicious circle in which we are. This is created by the G8 countries. Both the so-called socialist world and the capitalist world, they follow growth model economy. You have to, every year, you have to increase 5%, 6% growth. How? I don't know. See, the natural capital or the natural life resources, sea, land and forest, do not grow. Will it grow every year? It's going down. Everywhere, all over the world, is going down, is not growing. So the growth is achieved by depleting the life resources all over the world. That can be fisheries, that can be forest, or mega dams. Mega dams, the biggest mega dam is in China, Three Gorges. That is, the reservoir is almost as big as my state, Kerala state. They have already displaced 200,000 people already. It's not complete. Now, the ruling class asked those people, take your bag and walk. Wherever you find empty places, you stay on there. You can't protest. You cannot protest. They cannot proceed and they cannot go backward. Now, that is the problem. Gorgeous. This is the growth model economy even in China. So the growth model economy is depleting the resource, life resources, natural capital all over the world. So we need zero growth. That only will sustain the life resources, but we need distributive justice, ethics. That only will change the situation. In Kerala state, in India, in the 70s or in the 60s, we had land reform. Very small, it's not a big level land reform. Because of that, the health situation, the death rate, the birth rate, education, literacy is almost comparable to the first world. That is through small distributive justice. If the G8 countries or G5, the atomic clubs, India also tried to become part of the atomic club by bursting a cracker in Pokhran. Yeah? They thought that by bursting a cracker, they also would be included in the atomic club. The mass destructions. 60,000 atomic weapons, they want to become part of that mass destructions, our Indian ruling class. Is it possible? Maybe possible. By killing the 50% of the population, maybe possible. So that they don't have to worry. If 2% of the investment made on atomic weapons is used for the sustenance of life, the poverty in the world can be wiped out. Food can be given to everybody. Gandhi said, we have enough resources for the need of all. But we don't have enough resources for the greed of all. So WTO is representing the greed of the people, not the need of the people. WTO and globalization is a representation of a demon. Demon that is greed. WTO and globalization is a demoniac expression of profit. WTO and globalization is a demon that you want to kill the majority of the people in the world. And here we are all sitting, at least in solidarity, in the north and the south, and wherever there are some human concern, wherever there are some interaction with human beings, wherever there are some social interactions, we are still surviving. And we have to create a new world. We have to create a new world. And 30th November in Seattle have to make a history in the world, that destroying this demon of WTO. That is the 30th November. The responsibility is on your shoulder. In the name of Chief of Seattle, in the name of the majority of the people in the world, we have to take that responsibility. Then there is meaning for your life. There is a goal in your life. There is a divine presence in your life. There is goodness in your life, where we can destroy this demon. Development is not by conquering and enslaving. That is the divine dimension. Not by accumulating and centralizing. Not by displacing peoples and destroying cultures. True development is only by integrating and working together. Through distributive justice and decentralization, by nurturing and including natives, tribals and indigenous peoples. The life of the planet and the dependent health and welfare of humanity must not be sacrificed to the greed of the few. Thank you. See, in the beginning of 90s, they opened up a new fisheries policy. Not only, this is an example, in all the areas they opened up the, the market. So if World Bank has to fund, or the IMF has to repay, or anything has to do with IMF or World Bank, they have put a condition. They have put a condition that the fisheries has to be opened up. So the whole protectionism has to go. Even salmon from the other countries, Europe, is going to come to Indian market. Through the industrial fleet, they catch the sardines, the cheap protein, and converted into fish meal. 14 pounds of sardine or anchovies or herring is converted into fish meal to produce 1 pound of salmon. So, and then they are saying that we are exporting even salmon to India. So what is the buying capacity of people? So why should there be such a conversion? Why should the IMF and World Bank put conditions onto the country? Because they cannot survive otherwise. So they put conditions. So the ruling class has to do what they ask. The patency right, the patency right went to the extent even our rice. Now the multinational companies in the USA has taken the patency. Or even our medicine, like neem tree, that patency is taken by some multinational companies. So these are a kind of opening up. So even now, patency bill is last government passed as a law, which was pending. So these conditionalities are placed before the nation when they are such a debt to repay. So it is a control through money. Make the nations to agree to change of policies. So this is what they are doing to all the countries. It's not only to India, but all over. But what happened in India was that fishing community stood together and forced the government to change the policy. So the government is between the deep sea and devil. So whom are they going to listen? So the People's Global Action that took place in Geneva last year, and that was the first to protest against WTO. So we went in protest and really went into the WTO office. So on the following day, the Clinton administration declared, if If your police cannot protect the WTO, we will bring the WTO in the United States. I must say, not to the United States, to the House of Clinton, the WTO should come. Not to the United States. Why not? Let him look after the WTO. If he is so much interested in WTO. So he has forgotten the majority of the people in the world. So that's what the IMF and World Bank in a sense is right. In a sense is right, you know. If you want to survive as a nation, you cannot do all this kind of nonsense, like giving food to the people, health care, you know, education. You cannot do that. You have to make profit to repay the loan. So you have to produce aquaculture. You have to have the industrial fleet to repay the loan. That is the only way you can survive. Otherwise we will catch you. You cannot survive. I say all the countries in the world say no to all this kind of foreign exchange. India can survive with its own market if these ruling class can understand. The Indian market is enough for their own survival if they produce the basic needs of the people. Clothes made by cotton, that should be used by the people. India can survive. The fishing, the fisheries without export, if they use the cheap protein, they can survive. The grains they have, instead of paddy fields converted to produce the shrimp, we can survive. But the ruling class will not do it, because they want all the kickbacks and commissions of the multinational companies. So these two don't go together. The colonialism started also like that. The Maharajas were trying to get the commissions and kickbacks from companies. That time were companies. Now afterwards changed into multinational companies and transnational companies, and they say we have no base. When the labor disputes comes, they close one company here and open up somewhere else. So this is going on. So no labor law protection. So everywhere the NAFTA agreement, North American Free Trade Agreement, is to shift all the polluting industries to the south, because here there is a lot of problem. So many environmental groups are here, they are creating a lot of problems. So shift it to the south so that it's better, no problem. So there the ruling class, come on, this is development. So this is what is going on. I don't know whether I am answering. Okay. I fully agree with you. It should happen. And the computer workers, if they stay away with all the web page, everything, you know, that they have to be organized. And no to all this kind of nonsense and use for mass protest. All the web page should be used for mass protest and communication and email and so on. So definitely I would agree with you, and that should happen, and we have to work on that. Yes. And all over the world we have to deal with that, and particularly maybe, I don't know what is going to happen in many countries, all these year 2000 in Europe and all, they are frightened of, they are trying, going to withdraw bank accounts and money and things like that. Because if they can't be sure of their money in the bank, you know, there is, because there is nowhere written. So that way the developing countries, this, those who have not computerized, they will survive. So, I don't know. All these are some of the problems. Definitely the the information technology should be used by the movements, and particularly people like you. This protest, even so many people, what you are doing, from now on, we have to really, the People's Global Action, we are all coming here for 1 month campaign, all of the United States. And building up towards 30th November. So you have to, there is no leadership. Because if you start thinking of leaders, then there is a problem. Their domination will come. Then so the People's Global Action, we say that if you become too big a leader, then you will be murdered and the organization will suffer. So let us not have too many leaders. Wherever you take initiative, don't wait for a call from somebody. You organize yourself and express your mass protest from now on. Don't wait for somebody to be called. Even in your own, maybe you are responsible for a computer. Get together some people and do something. Yes. Don't wait for a call from anybody, charismatic leader. Don't. Let us organize ourselves and express our protest. And you should communicate this. I really congratulate you on your this expression of protest and the amount of literature you have produced. This should go all over the world. It should be sent. Yes, all over the world it should be sent. And to be communicated through email or whatever. This 1.5 month is crucial. Up to 30th November is very important. If so many people are involved in Seattle, you can mobilize the whole city. You have to work on it. You have to plan on it. And you don't have to wait for. In your own area of local area, you do. You do, and that will build up towards the biggest protest the USA or the world has ever seen. That should be your goal.
Thanks. I was wondering what your response would be to WTO President Michael Moore's comments that the United States activists against the WTO are actually hurting poor countries. That's his Western activists are hurting developing countries that the WTO is trying to help.
WTO is trying to help. That is the biggest contradiction. It's not possible. WTO cannot help the majority of the people. Those who have, WTO will help. The more power you have, WTO will help. The more money you have, WTO will help. WTO will not help the poor, those who have not. The majority of the people in the world are like that. How can they help? Which country? Whether it's a country, the majority of the people who have no, those who have notes, those who don't have. So, helping the rich in India, okay, agreed. Helping the rich in China, agreed. Helping the rich in Europe, agreed. But helping the poor people in a country, where is that? That is the problem.
I'd like to give one final round of applause to Father Thomas Colcheri and Hare Krishna Devnath. There will be another opportunity.
We invite you to join with other concerned members of civil society in their demonstrations against the World Trade Organization in Seattle from November 29th to December 3rd. People from all across America and around the world are coming to Seattle to oppose the anti-democratic WTO during its secret closed-door trade negotiations. For more information on the demonstrations, talks, and workshops held by civil society during the WTO negotiations, please call 1-877-STOP-WTO or visit the websites www.peopleforfairtrade.org and www.seattlewto.org.